Welcome to Word Mission Church International Podcast. Now the Word with Paul Mensah Wood.
Anyway, that's just the appetizer. Thank you, Lord Jesus. But just to encourage us to keep reaching out into the community. And every day as we come into contact with people, when they tell you their problems, just tell them Jesus is the way. Come to him and he will take care of it. All right. So let's get into our Bible lesson this morning. So all this month, we've been studying on our spiritual growth and spiritual development. And the first lesson, we looked at the various stages of spiritual growth. We talked about the babyhood stage of spiritual development. Then we talked about growing the childhood stage. Then we talked about the mature stage. Then last week, we picked it up from another angle. There are so many angles you can take it from. We talked about the natural man. We talked about the carnal man. And then we talked about the spiritual man. So this morning, being Father's Day, there's no spiritual development without knowing the Father. We have to know God as our Father. We have to know Jesus Christ, and we have to know the Holy Spirit. But we'll talk about this. We look at it this morning from knowing our Father. Let's turn to Romans chapter 8, verse 14. Thank you, Lord. We are in for a treat this morning. Romans chapter 8, verse 14. Romans chapter 8. Verse 14, glory be to the name of the Lord. For he says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption by whom we cry, Abba, Father. As we did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but we received the spirit of adoption by whom we cry, Abba, Father. By whom we cry, Abba, Father. And the thing is, you cannot call God in the culture that it was written in. Slaves don't call their masters Abba. It is only sons and children that call their father Abba. Thank God you and I, we have a father. We can call him Abba Father. We can call him Abba Father. And when we talk about fatherhood, we are talking about a source. We are talking about a source. Notice what the Bible says in James chapter 1, verse 17. James chapter 1, verse 17. We are talking about a good father. Every good and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of light, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. Every good and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of light. We can spend a long time there. You see, if it is good, it comes from God. If it is bad, it doesn't come from God. Settle that. If it is good, it comes from God. Every good and every perfect gift comes from above. God is our source. God is our Father. Living in this world, sometimes there is a tendency to think that man is your source. Sometimes there is a tendency to think that the nation is your source. There is a tendency to think that your job is your source. Oh, but realize that every good and perfect gift comes from above. Realize that God, your Father, it's your source. Thank you, Lord Jesus. If you went home, we would have preached ourselves happy already. Every good. You see, sometimes bad things happen. And people try to blame God. No, settle that. Every good and perfect gift comes from above. It comes from our Heavenly Father, who longs to shower his gift and his blessing on our lives. Pray, that's the song that says, praise God from whom all blessings flow. He is our source. He is the source of the blessing. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So it's so important for us to realize that and walk with that consciousness. Thank you, Lord. And then also realize that a father means breadwinner. A provider, the one who provides for the family. The one who provides for the family. Notice this in 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 8, talking about earthly people. But we can glean some nuggets there. 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 8. He says, but if anyone does not provide for his own house, for his own, and especially for those of his household, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. Talking about a Christian who doesn't provide for his household. Now take that and apply that to God. If he is writing a letter to us and he's saying that earthly parents, if they don't provide for their house, they are worse than an unbeliever, do you think God is worse than an unbeliever? No. He is the provider. He is the one that provides for us. He is our source. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Notice again what he says in Matthew chapter 6, verse 9 to 11. Let's look at some scriptures along those lines. Matthew chapter 6, verse 9 to 11. He says, in this manner, therefore, pray, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Oh, he's the bread provider. Give us this day our daily bread. You can go to him every day and expect bread from a spiritual standpoint, but you can also expect provision every day from your Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Notice Matthew chapter 7, verse 11. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Matthew chapter 7, verse 11. If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him? If we be natural people, earthly people, know how to give good gifts to our children, how much more, 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 our Heavenly Father, he will give good gifts to his children, to us, to those who ask him. He is a good God. He longs again. That is what James was saying. Jesus is saying the same thing. James got it from Jesus. Oh, he knows how to give good gifts to his children. Thank you, Lord Jesus. But notice he says, to those who ask him. He's a God who is more than enough. But so many times we get to the point where we try to figure things out on our own. I did that sometimes with my earthly father when I was in college. When I called him, when I needed money, I wouldn't tell him because I just said, I'll just figure this out. But sometimes when I called him, he asked me, do you need money? And I'll say, yes, I need money. Then he asked me, why didn't you ask me a long time ago? He just wanted to bless me. But I got to the point, I'm in college, I'm studying, I'm serious with my books, and I'm doing other things, church work and all these things, and God will supply. I want to be as independent from him as much as possible. But that was my earthly father. He longed. And sometimes we do that with God. He says, for those who ask him, this situation that I find myself in, Lord, you stay on your side. I'll take care of this one. Sometimes we do that. He says to those who ask him. Notice what he says in Philippians chapter 4, verse 19. Philippians chapter 4, verse 19. Thank you, Lord. He says, and my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. My God, my God, my Father, who has taken care of me all this while. Oh, he will do the same, not just some of your need, but all your need. How is he going to do it? According to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. All of it. Spiritual needs, material need, physical need, the need of health, everything. Your Father is made provision to supply. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Notice what he told Abraham in Genesis chapter 17, verse 1. Genesis chapter 17, verse 1. Glory be to the name of the Lord. He says, and when Abraham was 90 years old, the Lord appeared to Abraham and said to him, I am Almighty God. Walk before me and be blameless. Walk before me and be blameless. The word Almighty God there, I'm Almighty God in the Hebrew, means El Shaddai. The God who is more than enough. God is more than enough. God is more than enough. How much more would my heavenly Father give good gift to those who ask him? The God who is more than enough. More than enough. Thank you, Lord Jesus. One time there was a certain woman. She was living with her blind mother. And she had run out of rent. And the landlord said, you have to pay me within 3 days or I'll kick you out. She went to God, recognizing that God was her father. She says, Father, there is no way I can pay this amount in 3 days. And if not for anything, think about my blind mother. She continued praying about it. And on the third day, she prayed almost the whole night and then fell asleep. When she woke up in the morning, she smelled food coming from the kitchen. And she was wondering who is cooking in the kitchen. She went there and the mother's eyes had opened. Glory to God. And she was making breakfast. Then she said, if God can open the eyes of my mother, he can provide what we need. He will pay for the rent as well. So she went to the mail, opened the mail, and she saw money in the mail. And it was from a relative from that she hadn't heard from in a long time. This person had died, and they had sent her some inheritance. And not only was the money enough to pay the rent, it was enough to buy the whole house. The God who is more than enough. Lift up your hands and pray this prayer. I say this to the Lord. Lord, let me not lack. Let me not lack. There is no lack in your kingdom. Let me not lack health, joy, peace, finances. In Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Father. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want, the psalmist said. I shall not lack any good thing because I have God as a father. In the mighty name of Jesus, this morning, in any area of your life where there is lack of any form, oh, in the mighty name of Jesus, I pray may God step into the circumstances of your life and turn it around. If you believe that, say amen. Amen. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The Lord is my father. Thank you, Lord. A father also means a teacher. God teaches us the things that we need to know. My dad taught me a lot of things. One of the things that he said to me was, make this world a better place than you met it. And that's what I'm trying to do. Thank you, Lord. But God, our Heavenly Father, is our teacher. Notice what he says in Proverbs 22, verse 6. He says that teach a child in the way that he should go, and when he's old, he will not depart from it. From a spiritual standpoint as well, God teaches us his ways. That was talking about earthly parents. But notice what he says in Psalm 32, verse 8. Thank you, Lord. Mama. I'm so excited. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Psalm 32, verse 8. He says, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will guide you with my eye. I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will guide you with my eye. God is the one that teaches us. He teaches us through his word, through his Holy Spirit. He will instruct us and teach us. He knows about everything. Everything. He knows about business. He knows about marriage. He knows about raising kids. He knows about everything. He says, I will instruct you and teach you and guide you and show you the way that you should go. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Notice what the psalmist said in Psalm chapter 18, verse 34. Psalm 18, 34. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Is this helping you this morning? Psalm 18:34, he teaches my hands to war so that my arms can bend a bow of bronze. God teaches my hands to war. He takes his place as a teacher. You can never excel in life till God begins to teach you and to reveal his ways to you. The Bible talks about the fact that the children of Israel knew the acts of God, but Moses knew his ways. All they saw was the miracles. Moses knew what was going on behind the scenes to cause those things to happen. Notice what he says again in Psalm 119, verse 98. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Psalm 119, verse 98. Thank you, Lord. He says, you through your commandments make me wiser than my enemies, for they are ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for your testimonies are my meditation. You, through your commandment, make me wiser. You teach me that I have more understanding than even my teachers. Oh, one more time this morning, close your eyes and raise up your hand to the Lord. And say, Lord, teach me to excel. Lord, teach me to excel in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Let me excel at home. Let me excel at work. Let me excel at everything that you call me to do. Let me excel in the purpose and the plan for which you brought me to this earth. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Number three or number four, depending on which numbering you are following now. A father also means a friend of the child, and not just a friend to anybody, but a friend to the child. You see, all of us, our heart desire is that we want to please the Father. And when you are close to your Father, you call him Abba Father. You call him Daddy. You call him by a pet name that you have for him. God wants us to be sworn. He wants to have a close relationship with us. He wants to be our friend. Thank you, Lord. Sometimes the world may feel lonely. You may be in the world, but you can be assured that you can walk closely with God. God wants to walk so close to you. He wants to shower his love on you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Notice, when God loves you, it's a serious situation. It's a serious thing. Notice what happened in Genesis chapter 37, verse 3 to 4. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let's go to Genesis 27 first. Genesis 27. Thank you, Lord. Verse 1 to 2. No, let's go back to Genesis 37. We'll come back to Genesis 37, 1 to 2. He says, now Jacob dwelt in the land where his father was a stranger, in the land of Canaan. Thank you, Lord. This is the history of Jacob. And then Joseph, being 17 years old, was feeding the flock with his fathers, and the lad with the sons, that's verse 2 now, with the sons of Bilhah and the sons of Zilpah, his father's wife. And Joseph brought a bad report of them to his father. Verse 3. Now Israel loved Joseph more than all his children, because he was the son of his old age. Also, he made him a tunic of many colors. Notice the phrase, Israel loved Joseph and made him a coat of many colors. I believe that's the type of our Heavenly Father. He loves us so much. He looks in an area of your life, oh, that doesn't reflect His glory, that doesn't reflect His excellency, and He says, I will add color to that area of your life. This morning, as you sit under the influence of God's word, no, I don't know what the area of your life is that doesn't reflect His glory and His excellency, but in the mighty name of Jesus, I decree and declare that may God step in and add color to that area of your life. If you believe that, say amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He said, and in Genesis 27, that was the story where Jacob received the blessing from his father. In Matthew chapter 3, verse 17, he's talking about Jesus. He says, my child, my son, in whom I am well pleased. I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that your life will be well pleasing to the Father. He will look at you and say, you are growing up spiritually. You are fulfilling my plan for your life. You're my child in whom I am well pleased. May that be your testimony in the mighty name of Jesus. And another thing is, when God is your Father, when He loves you, He defends you. He will go to every extent to protect you as His child. Romans chapter 8, verse 31. Thank you, Lord. Romans chapter 8, verse 31. Glory be to the name of the Lord. What then shall we say to these things? And prior to that, he had talked about so many things. But notice this, what shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? Through His commandment, through His word, He has made me wiser than my enemies. He has made me wiser than the things that I'm faced with. None of my enemies, when they come against me, will be able to successfully come against me and succeed. The enemies that we go through here, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. I have a Father. I have not received a spirit again to be in bondage. If God is for me, who can be against me? No one can successfully be against me because my Father will defend me. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Remember, sometimes as kids, you go and cause trouble in the neighborhood, stir up trouble, and someone is chasing you. The next place you find is your home. And you know that your dad is over there. You stand there and you dare the person to come in. Why is that? Because you know that you have a backing. Oh, when you know that God is for you, who can be against you? No. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And the one thing a father also does, we have to know this as well. It's so important for us. A father corrects. A father corrects. The Bible talks about the fact that a child left to himself, Proverbs 29:15, a child left to himself will bring shame. Notice what he says in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 7. Thank you, Lord. And he starts talking in verse 5 downwards, talking about the fact that we have earthly fathers who correct us. Our heavenly Father also, Hebrews 12, verse 7. Thank you, Lord. Hebrews 12, verse 7. He says, if you endure chastening, God deals with you as with sons. For what son is there whom a father does not chasten or correct? God will always correct us. And when he corrects us with His word. He wants to bring you on the right path so you can experience His best for your life. He says he will just leave you without correction. He corrects us so He can bring us into His very best. He pays close attention to us. He monitors us because He has our interest at heart. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory be to the name of the Lord. And then also a father means an advisor. an advisor. First, notice what David said to Solomon in 1 Kings chapter 2, verse 1 to 4. Thank you, Lord. A father is an advisor. 1 Kings chapter 2, verse 1 to 4. Thank you, Lord. He says, now the days of David drew near that he should die, and he charged Solomon his son, saying, I go the way of all the earth. Be strong, therefore, and prove yourself a man. And notice he says, and keep the charge of the Lord your God, to walk in his ways, to keep his statutes, his commandments, his judgments, and his testimonies, as it is written in the law of Moses, that you may prosper in all that you do and wherever you turn. He's advising his child that this is the way I've seen that this thing works. You do the same thing and you will succeed. A father advises. And when we go to him, speaking about Jesus in Isaiah 9, says he calls him the one, he calls him a counselor, wonderful counselor. He's a wonderful, he's someone who gives us advice. In Daniel chapter 2, verse 20 to 22, God, Daniel put it this way, God who gives wisdom to the wise. And in 1 Corinthians, he talks about the fact that his wisdom, 1 Corinthians 1, 19 to 25, even the foolishness of God is better than the wisdom of man. God's wisdom is far above. When you need wisdom in any area of your life, you can go to your heavenly Father. James 1:5 talks about the fact that, if anyone lacks wisdom, let him go to God, who gives liberally, and he will give him the wisdom that he needs. But let him not doubt. Our heavenly Father is an advisor. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. He will guide us into the miracles and the glorious place that we need. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for that. One time in high school, and we were in a boarding high school, we were having a meeting, and here it's not common, but in some places in Africa, the light can go off at any time. We're having a meeting, and in the midst of the meeting, the lights went off, and I was on the stage, and the wisdom of God came to me. I said, "Let all of us rise and give the Lord a shout." And as we shouted, the lights came back on. Glory be to the name of God. My lightning fast mind wouldn't have figured that out in that moment. Let there be light, and there was light. But that is wisdom needed for the moment. How do you shout when the lights are off? It doesn't add up in the natural. But when God says do it, you do it, and there will be results. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lift up your hands this morning one more time again and say, Lord, guide me. Guide me. Lead me in every area of my life. In Jesus' mighty name, glory be to the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. He guided Peter so he knew where the fish was. Lord, guide me. Guide me into what? You know all things. You know what I don't know, but you know it. Tell me what to do to succeed. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You see, what the unique characteristic about Jesus in his earthly walk was that he kept talking about his Father and his relationship to the Father. He called God his Father in John chapter 5, verse 17 to 18. In John 19, 7, they wanted to kill him because he called God his Father. And we see it all the way through. The disciples said, show us the Father in John 14, 8 to 9. Show us the Father. We see you have such a relationship with him. We desire that as well. And continuously he said, I am not here to do my own will. I am here to do the will of my Father. John 5, 30, John 6, 37, John 6, 38. He kept talking about it. Verse 36 as well. He kept talking about the fact that he wanted to please the Father. That should be all of us, our heart cry, that we want to do the will of the Father. John 7:29, he talked about the fact that I know him. Knowing the Father is what causes us. It's one thing to know about him. It's one thing to know him, another thing to know him and to have a relationship with him. That should be our heart cry. Notice what he says what he says in John chapter 8, verse 54. Thank you, Lord. John chapter 8, verse 54. Glory be to the name of the Lord. He says, if I honor myself, my honor is nothing. It is my Father who honors me, whom of you say that he is your God. He may be God to the world, but he is a father to me. He is my Father. He is your God. There's a difference there. When God is your Father and you know him in reality as your Father, you put your whole trust in him. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Notice what he says in John 10, 29. Thank you, Lord. John 10, 29. And this is a phrase that I've come to like a lot. I repeat it to myself a lot. Thank you, Lord. He says, my Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of my hand. Notice the phrase, my Father is greater than all. Your Father is greater than anything that may come against you. He's greater than any force or power that can come against you. He's greater than any circumstance that you may be faced with. Oh, I walk around sometimes and I say, my Father is greater than all. Glory be to the name of the Lord. He kept talking about his Father. He kept talking about his Father in his earthly walk. So the thing here is, how do I derive maximum benefit from my relationship with my Father? Number one, there are so many things we can talk about, and there are so many characteristics we can focus on about God. But how do I receive maximum benefit from this relationship as Father? Number one, we must honor our Father. We must honor our Father. We must honor him. Not only honor our earthly parents, but we must honor our Heavenly Father as well. Exodus 20:12 talks about the fact that we must honor our earthly parents. And it's so important for us to honor our earthly parents. Ephesians repeats the same thing as well in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1. Verse 2 says, honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise that it may be well with you and that you may live long on the earth. It's so important for us to honor our earthly parents. But the thing is, we must honor God as well, so we can walk with him in fullness. Notice what he says in Malachi chapter 1, verse 6. Thank you, Lord. Malachi chapter 1, verse 6. He says, a son honors his father and a servant his master. If then I am the father, where is my honor? If I am a master, where is my reverence? Says the Lord of hosts. To you, priest, who despise my name, yet you say, in what way have we despised your name? We must honor the Lord. We must honor the Lord. We must honor the Lord. It's so important for us to do that. Honor the Lord. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 9 and 10 talks about the fact that honor the Lord. Honor the Lord with your possessions, with the first fruit of your increase, so your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats will overflow with new wine. Honor the Lord. Honor the Lord. Honor the Lord. It's so important. Honor the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And it's when we honor him, Jesus said the same thing as well. That in John chapter 8, verse 49, notice what Jesus Christ said. I honor my Father. I honor my Father. Thank you, Lord. John chapter 8, verse 49. He says, I do not have a demon, but if I honor my Father, and you dishonor me. Jesus walked in honor. Honor is so important. We honor our Father. Honor our Father. We honor our biological parents or our parents in the natural, but we also have to honor our Heavenly Father. And then number two, we must be committed. We must stay committed to the Lord. We must stay committed to the Lord. We must stay committed. So, and committed to him, and also make an effort that we'll commit our cares, our concerns, and our worries to the Lord. He wants to be so close to us. Sometimes it's easy to get to a point in life where you think no one cares, including God. Don't ever get to that point. Notice what he says in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7, in the Amplified Translation. Thank you, Lord. We'll wrap up with that. We'll wrap up with a few more verses here. But notice what he says in 1 Peter chapter 1, chapter 5, verse 7. Thank you, Lord. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7. Glory be to the name of the Lord. casting the whole of your care, all your anxieties. If you are going to walk with God, we have to do that. All your worries, all your concerns, once and for all on him. For he cares for you affectionately and cares about you watchfully. That is the attitude of our Father towards us. But we have to get to that point. No matter what we are faced with, we cast our care on him once and for all. Once and for all. Once and for all, no matter what we are faced with. Jesus said, which of you by worrying can even add one cubit to your stature? You can't do it. Worry is a serious thing in our society. People worry about what's going to happen. What's going to happen? What's going to happen to my tomorrow? I can tell you that if you have God, your tomorrow is going to be all right. As you faithfully serve God, your tomorrow will be all right. Cast it once and for all on him. All your anxieties, all your worries, all your concerns. You are the one that he says to do it. If you traveled and left your dog with a dog keeper, people like their pets. So long that as the dog keeper has your dog, you don't have it. So long as you are carrying the worries and the concerns and the anxieties, God doesn't have it. And if he doesn't have it, you give it to him. He is able to take care of it. He's able to take care of you. What did he say? He says, for he cares for you. That's so affectionate. He cares for you affectionately and cares about you watchfully. Cares about you watchfully. While you are sleeping on it and you've given it to him, he's working on it. Nobody can say that in the natural. Even if you put a security person in your house, he can't watch over you like God can. So important for us to realize that. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Notice what he says in Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. Thank you, Lord. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. Thank you, Lord. The Amplified reads this way as well. He says, do not fret or have any anxiety about anything. But in every circumstance and in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, continue to make your wants known to God. Do not fret. In our language, we say, don't sweat it out. Or have anxiety about anything. Anything means anything. The American Standard Version says, in nothing be anxious. Do not be anxious about anything. Don't worry about tomorrow, what you eat or what you will drink. For your heavenly Father, that you have need of all these things, Jesus said. But you seek me first, and all these things shall be added to you. You get to that point, he says, continue to make your wants known to God with thanksgiving. Lord, I thank you. I have committed this situation into your hands. You are my Father, and I trust you to take care of it. And he will. He will. He will. He will. You see, the thing is, when we go through life, there are things, situations that come up. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him from them all. Not just some of them. Oh, he will deliver us. He will deliver us. But we have to make that commitment to walk with your Father and to grow up spiritually. That must be part of our walk as well. No matter what we are faced with, we make that commitment to the Lord. Many are the tests, the trials, and the afflictions. But the Lord will deliver us. Trust in the Lord, and he will bring it to pass. Psalm 34, verse 19, you deliver us from our afflictions. And Psalm 37, verse 5, he will trust in. He will bring it to pass. Not maybe, he will bring it to pass. That is the word. Take that and be assured of that. Don't carry worry and cares and concerns. No. Give it to the Father. One person came to a minister and said, I'm so overburdened with the issues of life. Would you just pray to God that he would take half and I take half? I can deal with the other half. The minister said, there's no use me praying that prayer. I'm not going to pray that prayer. Give all your concerns. Give all your worries. Give all your anxiety. Put it on the Lord. Cast it on Him. For He watches over you affectionately. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Thank you, Lord. That is our Father. That is what He wants us to be assured of. That is what He wants us to know. And when you walk with Him like that, my Lord and my God, I don't have a care in the world. All has been given over to the Lord. I've given my care to the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Once and for all. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. How much more if we know how to give good gifts to our natural children? How much more? That is the heart of our Father. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord. Talk to the Lord this morning. Thank Him for His word. Every good and every perfect gift comes from above, from the Father of light, with whom there is no variableness or change. He doesn't change. He is still the same. If there's some changing that needs to be done, it needs to be done on our side. But thank God, we can love Him. We can trust Him. He is a defender. He is a provider. He cares for us. He watches over us affectionately as we seek Him and His kingdom first. As we trust Him, He will bring it to pass. The tests, the trials of life come to all of us. The storms of life come to all of us. But the one who is built solidly on that foundation, on that rock, is the one that will stand in the day of adversity. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Talk to the Lord this morning. I don't know what you came to church with, but our Father is able to take care of it. Talk to Him. Cast all your care on Him. Trust Him and you will bring it to pass. Thank you, Lord. You might say, when? Oh, He makes all things beautiful in His time. Makes all things beautiful in His time. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise in the mighty name of Jesus. We cast our cares. We cast our concerns on you, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, because you are able to take care of us. In Jesus' mighty name. And you may be listening or watching this or after the fact, and you are saying that this source that you are talking about, I need a source for my life. You want to have a relationship with the Lord. You want to come to know Him and to receive His help in your life. If you are like that, just say, Lord Jesus, thank you that you love me enough to come and die for me. I believe you were raised from the dead. I confess you as my Lord. Come into my heart and help me to serve you all the days of my life. Thank you, Lord. Let's rise to our feet and worship Him this morning. Think on His goodness. Think on His love. Receive His love this morning. To Him. Thank Him for His goodness one more time. Thank Him for His faithfulness. Thank Him for His love. Thank Him for His love. Thank Him for His goodness, His mercy, His kindness. His mercies are new every morning. Great is His faithfulness. Great is His faithfulness. His mercies endure forever. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. From the bottom of our hearts, we say thank you. From the bottom of our hearts, we say thank you that we have a Father. Abba, Father. We are not slaves to fear anymore. We are not in bondage to fear anymore. Thank you, Lord. And you are greater than all. Greater than whatever we may be faced with. We give you praise. We give you glory. Lord, my heart, a prayer for every one of us is, Lord, give everyone a testimony this week. Give everyone a testimony this week. Oh, everyone in pain and in tears, wipe away every tear. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Let us experience your joy in its fullness. Let us experience your joy in its fullness. Joy unspeakable, full of glory. 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 Joy unspeakable, full.
Trust this podcast was a blessing. Subscribe for more messages like these. If you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior today, we would love to hear from you. Email us at info@wordmissionchurchinternational.org. We will love to equip you in daily walk, so sign up for daily devotionals and encouragement at www.wordmissionchurchinternational.org. You may reach us at 719-235-5535 or write us at P.O. Box 15883, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80935.